Good afternoon. The Board of Commissioners regular meeting for Monday, August 24th at 2 p.m. is now in order. We will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Binkley.
Here.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Reagan.
Here.
Commissioner Rochford.
Here.
Commissioner Stith, here.
Okay, I declare we have a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
There's some discussion. I have discussion. I'd like to make a motion that we amend the agenda to remove the old business item number one, approve the June 2026 financials, and the new business, approve and discuss the July 2026 financials, and I will turn it over to that district manager to explain why.
So as you noticed on the June financials, the cash analysis sheet was not there. CenterPoint has had problems entering all of our financials and coming out with a balanced budget. So June was totally messed up, and now July is totally messed up. So Deb is actually having to go through with CenterPoint, delete everything that was put in there, re-enter it all, and balance it all out. So we're trying to work with CenterPoint and Deb to try and get all this figured out so that way everything can be back to balance. But yeah, it's just June started it, now July is even worse. So.
Was this a software glitch or something?
I think it's through CenterPoint, the way it was getting entered to them and the way it was calculating through their side of it. I think it was totally on them, but we don't have no way of knowing that.
And then to piggyback off that, the June financials, we were going to, other than the cash analysis sheet, which was missing, we didn't do it last month because also the issue of the golf pro rates. Well, we got that issue actually fixed, tested, and that is working. So this is a new separate issue.
So, yeah, so now we got the line items out for all that stuff. And then Jennifer will also, the beer, wine, and liquor sales, when we start doing the 2027 budget, all them lines will be added to the restaurant. So we'll take care of that, and then 2027 will show all them and the tournaments.
Sounds good.
So do I have a approval to amend the agenda?
I'll make that motion.
As discussed.
I'll second it.
Been moved and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the agenda has been amended. Do I have a motion to approve the July 27th, 2026 regular meeting minutes?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes have been approved. Any ceremonial? I show none. Okay. Any announcements? No announcements. And we'll hear from public comments. The board got this morning an email from Ms. Phyllis Surratt. She is not able to be in attendance, so I will read it, or I'll ask the secretary to please read it. I'm trying to keep you in here.
Okay. This is Bill Surratt, public comment reference resolution 2026R3, and stated for today. I listened to the August 17th work session regarding the transition of services to the city. The resolution would recalculate the levy to reduce it by the road department's expenses passed to the city. I am opposed to recalculating on a dollar-for-dollar basis, as the resolution suggests. Receiving the 2027 budget is important for making a decision. Based on the HICID number used at the workshop, the amount freed up by the roads transition is about $360,000. You might consider a reduction in the levy of 50% of revenue gained The remaining funds can be applied to other departments for much-needed projects. In preparation for the end of the SID, it is important that the infrastructure is in good shape. The board's duty to protect and maintain the fiscal well-being of the district remains as long as the SID exists. Close the rest.
Okay, so that's entered in the record. Looking down the list, Barb Kuhn, maybe?
Depending on what we discuss.
So the next public comment section. Mr. Al Selleck?
Al Selleck, 22 Buckskin Lane. I guess the first one, part could actually be an announcement next Saturday at the Cornerstone Bank parking lot. At 11 o'clock, the office will start serving a burger or a brat lunch for $5. You get your sandwich, a bag of chips, a soda, and a cookie for $5. And proceeds, the money we make, will all go to the drug awareness campaign, also known as Red Ribbon Week. Secondly, a while back, the people that live on Buckskin Lane provided some money to High Sid to buy a new fountain for the pond. Works very nice. It's being attended to as far as cleaning the fountain often, but we'd hope some chemicals would be added to the pond once the fountain was installed. There's still an outer ring of scum around the pond because the fountain isn't that large that it takes it all, you know, keeps the current all the way back. So we would all appreciate it if you could find it someplace in the budget, or maybe there's even chemicals laying around since they weren't applied for some time, and put something in the pond to reduce the scum. Thank you.
All right. Did I miss anybody?
Just to comment on what Al said, I think when Tyler was here last time, we were talking about the budget stuff, he did have money in the budget for chemicals for the ponds. Mm-hmm.
And not just that pond, it'd probably be, three with fountains?
Three ponds.
The three with fountains, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to reports.
So the UV is up and going. We have one little problem with the flow meter, where it comes out, you gotta measure the flow rate of how much comes out, so that way we can record it for the natural resources. We're having a little problem with the flow meter, which we're gonna try and tie in with when we do the SCADA project. So hopefully we can get all that going and tie in together and get rid of that little problem. But the UV is up and going. The water wastewater study. We're working with Alan right now, getting him all the information he needs. Sarah's been working on all the billings and numbers of residents and all that stuff that he needs, so that way we can get going on that water rate study.
What's the turnaround time he's estimated on that study?
I have no idea. As soon as we get to him, I'm sure the turnaround won't be long. So we haven't talked time frame yet or anything like that. We're just trying to get all the information gathered up and sent to him. So
the UV system is up and running and totally operational?
Oh, totally operational. We just got to figure out the flow meter part of it so that way we can register the right numbers to the natural resources.
I don't know how many of you seen it on social media this past week. Some lady complaining about smelling chlorine in her water.
That has nothing to do with
it. But the person upstairs had no smell in their water at all, and nobody else around there does. I just wonder if anybody else had seen that. And I've not ever heard that reported before, that someone smelled chlorine in their drinking water.
I don't like it about it.
Nope.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I have never heard
we
that
haven't
either.
Got water. That's water.
Yeah.
There is chlorine in it.
Not anymore.
So,
not anymore.
So,
but there used to be, but maybe she just detected a different odor in the water.
Well, somebody else said it, and I don't know for certain, is when we have a main break and they repair it, do they put any chlorine in there then?
You have to put chlorine tablets in it, in that mount of line that you repair.
To kill any bacteria
Yes.
that got in while the pipe was, that's the only thing that makes any sense.
And that could have made sense. But normally when you smell chlorine, and it's hard to believe, but when you smell I get a chlorine smell. It's usually from a low residual of chlorine is where you get more of a smell than a high.
Okay.
So.
Going back to the UV, it's operational now that we got on our side, but what about the, has somebody, our engineer come in and bless it? I mean, isn't there a...
We have not had a complete sign-off on it yet because of the flow meter, so we have not done a complete sign-off or final payment yet.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. So when the SCADA and the flow...
Once we get the flow meter figured out, and hopefully it doesn't involve getting the SCADA system put in first, then we'll get a sign-off on it and then do a final payout.
Got it. And we're already getting up toward the fall, so the fire hydrants, closing the loop on that, getting the fire hydrants painted, are we keeping in contact with them?
Yes, we're keeping in contact with them, making sure we're back in schedule before winter comes and start getting on another flow test on them.
Is it another flow test or is it just a painting? I think it's just a...
I think they're going to re-examine the hydrants that they wanted to look at, the ones that were not operational.
Got it.
And then, yeah.
Okay. Anything else? All right, so since we amended the agenda, we don't have any old business, and we have one new item of new business. So do I have a motion to discuss and approve Resolution 2026-R3, a resolution committing to the reduction of the 2027 assessment of benefit?
I'll make a motion.
Been moved. We got a second?
I'll second.
Been moved and second. And now, any discussion? So in front of us is the most current, and now the board for the audience is the most current resolution. There has been some changes from when we posted it originally last Wednesday, because we had feedback from our attorney, and the language that is in the main body of now therefore be resolved is what we were advised to use versus choosing a locking any designated number percentage at this point. So if there's no other further discussion, I would ask the secretary to do a full reading of it.
Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of Holiday Island Suburban Freehold District Number 1 of Carroll County, Arkansas. Resolution 2026-R3. A resolution committing to the reduction of the 2027 assessment of benefit. Whereas the Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District Number 1, HISID, is working directly with the City of Holiday Island City to transition services from HISID to the City as part of a long-range plan. And whereas HISID is planning to transition the road department as the first service to the City in 2027. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District Number 1, as part of the 2027 budgeting process, given this dedication and based on past revenues and expenses, the board anticipates a reduction in the levy percentage in the coming year. Passed and approved by the Board of Commissioners of Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District Number 1 on this day.
Will the secretary please take a roll?
Commissioner Pinkley.
Yes.
Commissioner Rowe.
Yes.
Commissioner Reagan.
Yes.
Commissioner Rosford.
Yes.
Commissioner Stitt. Yes.
Resolution 2026-R3 has been approved. I'll open up for public comment. Okay. Commissioner comments. I'll go ahead and start off. I got a couple. So looking ahead to next month's September workshop, the main focus of that workshop will be working on the draft road transfer documents that we had at that time. So the board should have seen an initial rough draft already of our HISID right-of-way dedication document with all the remaining roads listed on it. The other thing that we're waiting on from our attorney, who we just reached out to clarify, is a purchase and sales, or a sale agreement from ISID to the city for the road equipment as a separate standalone document where we would then approve, you know, vote on approving a sale to the city for all our road equipment.
How about the real property?
The real property, that's a separate document. We've also asked.
For sale or a lease?
Lease.
Okay.
So that would be a lease for the actual road department building area for them to use. But the equipment would be a list of all the equipment that we've all seen in the draft documents we've been working with the city on for the long-range planning document. There's final, have we got the final buyout with, or the final audit with, between you and the road department?
Yes.
So that list is the?
That list is the final one.
Okay, so that last final list has been sent to the attorney, and he's drafting a lease agreement with the building and the capital, or all the equipment, trucks, everything. Sales agreement. We will then be discussing those documents in open forum at that workshop. So if you have any questions, that's where we iron it out, everything out. And then the following week, at our regular meeting, the goal is for us to pass that on our side. And so that now we give the green light to the city on what they can expect coming their way to accept or not accept. Start their discussions. The only other thing we're waiting for the city on is the updated long-range plan document that we saw last week. With all the revisions, I believe that we've inputted our, gave our inputs to, I believe, the mayor directly. I think, did you share those, Mayor, with the rest of the?
I believe I emailed that back.
Yes.
I don't have it. We don't have it yet.
We'll get it.
So, so that'll be the other thing we'll want to be talking about, and that document we'll want to iron out at that same workshop. Okay, so we already had a first glance last week. We made our comments back. They've given it back to us, back in our court, to hopefully bless it as well after at the September meeting. So that's number one of mine. And then the second one, actually, before I move on, any concern or questions on that topic? Okay. Then the second topic that I have is just this late afternoon, Rich got the state attorney general's letter back about the rural fire department that we've been waiting on. So Matt, our attorney, had been working with the attorney general. There's some back and forths, but we just got approval from the state attorney general to do that interlocal agreement that we were trying to sign a couple months ago. So I asked Rich to send that first to Jack, to then talk to the or send it over to the board to make sure that they don't have any last minute things going on their side. And then hopefully at our next meeting and at the September regular meeting, if all goes well, we'll be able to vote on that document as well for the interlocal. So that is good information. Rich, can you share that with the rest of the board after this?
Yes, I will. I'll send it out.
That's good news.
That is good.
I was hoping to hear from Jack, but I might as well get it out to you guys. And then if we have any changes, we'll have to send out a new one of changes they might have.
And I can't imagine them having changes at this point because that starts everything back over.
Yep.
So I would hope that they would not, because I think that letter states literally as written.
Yep.
I approve this as written. So I don't, anything that they want to change on their side at this point, maybe a deal killer. So
prolong it.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
I've got a comment.
Yep.
Okay. I've been thinking over on this, we're turning all this stuff over to the city eventually. I've been thinking we need to look at selling the golf course. We have to get a broker, find out. I understand Bass Pro's interested. And if we sell the golf course, we sell everything. It takes a load off the city virtually when we take over. They won't have to worry about the cash. And I think whatever we get for the golf course, you know, would go back either to the taxpayers or back somehow. We'd figure out how that could go back and how that would work out. But first, we need to find a broker, look at what the golf course is worth. And if it's worth $2 million, if Bass Pro's willing to buy it, they're willing to take over everything, they'll hire, I'm sure, their own help. They'll do everything. I mean, they've run golf courses for years, and I know the Bass Pro. I happened to be at the golf course about a year ago. We were up by the clubhouse when a guy came up there, and I'm trying to remember his name. What did I tell you? What was his name? Anyhow, he was from Bass Pro, and he was looking. They're looking to buy two golf courses in this part of the state. And so maybe we ought to get a broker, take a look, and those brokers know people that are interested, and we can get back at, you know, this guy was just out here looking around. Maybe we ought to look at that. We could, you know, sure save a lot of money for the city to have to, for having to come up with the income to finance the golf course. Because I just don't think you probably have lots of cash floating around that you can do that.
Really?
So anyhow, I would like to make that presentation that we start looking for it. And I'd like to, Mr. Chairman, I'd like for you to head that deal up and look at, you know, for a broker, make sure we talk with a broker.
I'll work with Rich.
I'll work with additional manager on that.
Rich will, it'll be a combination.
Yeah. It's not, I don't know enough about golf to be even... I stand by that.
It wouldn't make any difference what you know about golf. It's a sale of a golf course. Yeah. And, you know, that could come up to big dollars.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not against the idea. I mean, if there's somebody that really wants to take... If there's somebody that's interested in taking over the golf course, that may be a viable solution. That's the first I'm really hearing of it. Right now, so that's, yeah.
All right, the golf course, you mean both the 18-hole, the 9-hole, and the recreation center, the swimming pools, and everything that's there?
I don't know. Let's talk about the golf course.
Just the one golf course?
Well, whatever we can sell. If we can sell the 9-hole course, fine. We'll sell them both, you know? I mean, we have to take a look at what we're really heading up is. I don't think the city can afford to run that thing. And there's just not enough people really that knows about golf courses and the financial system and how to run them, how to supervise them. I mean, it takes really knowledge to do something like that. And I mean, they would take over the whole clubhouse, everything. And we'd sell them everything. And we just have to look at that. And I think that's a way to come through to the taxpayers that we're not trying to cheat anybody. And we're trying to make things better. And it's not going to cost them an arm and a leg for this deal.
The only reason I brought that up is because if that is proposed, people want to know exactly what that means so that everybody should know what will be for sale if we consider it.
Well, we don't know yet. Yeah. We would just talk golf. I would just talk to golf courses is all I would talk. To do one thing at a time. I think we have to probably keep the swimming pool and that sort of stuff. I don't think we have to, you know, wouldn't want to sell that. You might, I don't know, depending on what the city might be having a better option to sell that kind of stuff than does ISIS. But I think we have the opportunity to do something with those golf courses and it would make it better and it would make it much, much more, you know, just. It'd be a better situation for everybody. You wouldn't have, they would man it, they would set the rules, they would set the fees, they'd set everything. Whoever you sold it to, we might insist that maybe, or that they, you know, if we sold it this year before, you never know how fast you sell something like this. And the people that are members, and I imagine that you would negotiate with the people that happened that quick. That you would then, the membership would probably, then would honor them, they would monitor the membership for the remainder of this year.
Well, I think I'll talk to Rich on this. Yeah. And just, you really need a feasibility study of kind of a look at the pros and cons, but.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
Because we don't have anybody that's really, I mean, I haven't heard anybody that's come up to you. Have you heard anybody saying that we're interested?
No.
Yet?
No, not yet.
So to your point, there'd have to be a broker, and that would have to be, if we want to go down that road, that means the whole board would have to have a vote to say we want to consider this.
We're not going to be able to consider anything when it goes off to the city.
Well, that's the city. The city can make that choice, though. That's what I'm trying to say. So if it goes to the city at that point.
What's your idea on that, Dan?
Mayor Keyes, I think that it's worth looking at. It's going to be a couple of years down the road before the city would even be in a position to consider it. I think that we should look at all options. Other suburban improvement districts, while they were still in existence yet, operated, like Horseshoe Bend for years had one district managed, or city managed after they transitioned to a city golf course, and one privately managed golf course. I believe Cherokee Village has one district managed golf course and one public course or a privately owned course. So it certainly wouldn't be unprecedented. I think that whatever, if there were a potential buyer, I think there would have to be some stipulations as to their long-term commitment to maintaining that as a golf course. Not that they come in, buy it cheap, try to operate it for a year or two, find out they can't make any money, and then either walk away from it, and then you got a big hay field, or worse yet, carve it up and sell it off for lots or something. So I think there would have to be some real stipulations in there about...
I'm sure there would be.
Yeah, being a golf course. But other than that, I wouldn't be opposed to the district passing a resolution to explore it. And cost anything to put some feelers out.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, any other commissioner comments?
Just for Al's benefit, I wanted to reiterate that the Rotary Club will take over the landscaping of the main gate. And I don't know when Al anticipates doing that. Does that mean?
No, I think they're ready to start next week.
Okay.
All right. And do we have an update on the sign? Oh, sorry. Do we have an update, switching gears to Rotary, but since we're talking Rotary, about the sign up at the front? Up at Sunfest, that sign over...
I brought it up at the last meeting and it was tabled.
Oh, okay. So we don't have... Okay.
You talking about the Rotary sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was discussed at our board meeting Friday and it's coming soon.
Coming soon, okay, good.
And,
I heard that.
The financing's all in place. We're just waiting on it to get it from the sign company.
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing that sign.
And they're waiting for, some cool days to put it up.
Okay.
Once it gets here.
Right there today.
Yeah.
They blew it. Today is the day.
Okay. Any other commissioner comments? Scheduling.
So, due to commissioners being out of town and gone, the 14th is a good day, but the 21st is not. So, what are we all thinking?
You mean the 21st or 25th?
Sorry.
The 25th.
The 28th. The 21st is we're good, but the 28th we are not. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, the 28th regular meeting we could not have because of...
Yeah. So, can we propose, can we do like the 14th and the 21st?
Yeah,
or is it the 21st and 25th?
No, it'd be 14th and 21st if you want to stick with Mondays.
Yeah. Is that the 14th and 21st?
Move
everything up a week.
Move everything up a week. So the work session would be the September 14th.
Does that work?
If everybody...
What's happening on the 28th?
The 28th, we're going to have two commissioners gone. So we're trying to move everything up so that way we can have a full house for everything needs to be discussed.
And with everything going on the roads, I might hopefully have as many commissioners as we can. So we were just thinking move it up a week if it still works for everybody else's schedule. So 14th and the 21st.
So the work session be September 14th, and then the regular meeting be September 21st.
And then
Those would work for me as long as they're in the afternoon.
Is 2 o'clock still working for everybody?
Is 2 o'clock, if we set 2 o'clock as a regular, at least while we have some of this, you know, working, is that too much for everybody's schedule to just make it a standing 2 o'clock?
No, that's fine with me.
I know that Doug had mentioned possibly even doing an evening one, so I'm not opposed to 2 or evening or anything.
Two is fine. It's just that right now with our scheduling, and I've got someone who works downtown, and so I don't have enough staff in the mornings, period. So after, because I get her back in the afternoon, so 2 o'clock is great for me, if that's something that can work for everybody else. At least for the meantime. It doesn't have to be forever.
No, but I'm just saying,
just,
but just get into
right
it
now
until,
during the,
until you're stabilized with your
right.
side. I mean, I'm good with it.
You talking about the work sessions and
yeah,
break.
Just
yeah.
make them just a standard instead of 9 o'clock as a standard, and then going from there until for the in, short term, 2 o'clock for both.
Works for me. That's the way it is now. We
I don't know if it's going to work for me or not.
Monday mornings.
Let me know.
Okay. Yeah, just Doug, if we need to, if it's a 3 o'clock,
I
won't
really
know.
Yeah,
okay.
I won't know until.
Okay.
Later.
What time are you off, Nicole?
Next week.
Hmm? What time do you get off? 4:30?
5.
Yeah.
5.
Well,
5:30,
yeah.
Depending on the day.
Friday, I don't know. Saturday or Sunday, I don't know.
Okay. So let's just tentatively keep it for the 14th or the 21st at 2 o'clock. And then,
right.
Doug, if you have any issues,
let me
then
know.
Let, and we can always adjust.
Right. And then I got another comment. Are we watering the fairways?
Yes. We've been watering everything.
I mean, I've been checking.
Twice, the newsletter that we just put out, they're watering twice or every other day on the fairways and then the other days on the greens.
Well, I think you're going to have to pick up and water every day on the fairways. I mean, there's no golf course that doesn't water when it gets this dry. We don't have any topsoil.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been checking. I've been driving out and driving around. And I'm telling you, there's bare spots there. And when you stick a knife in there, and there you don't see any
moisture.
Mud.
Yeah.
It's not getting much water. And I mean, the only reason the golf course looks as well as it does is because of the rain we had earlier. But, you notice right now, it's not as green as it was.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not getting enough water. I think you water every day.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So with that,
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Been moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're going to use the term.